This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Family, as you know, we have been speaking to Samantha Gillian. Samantha Gillian is a mom, she's a wife, she is a finance graduate, and where we were in her story is that she had said that COVID-19 happened last year, and then she decided to leave her corporate job, and right now she is a stay-at-home mom. But she's not only that, because she is also a semi-finalist for Mrs. South Africa 2021. Samantha, I'm happy that we got you back on the line. As you were saying,
you were still telling us. I'm so sorry about that.
No worries, no worries at all. You were still telling us about, you know, just briefly who you are, and of course, from there on, we'll get into the Love Says, that is the book that you've written.
Yeah. So as I was just saying, you know, I love Jesus, and I have a passion for just all things wellness as well. So I do believe in, you know, being physically, spiritually, and physically like well. And so that is just who I am in terms of just being passionate about being a mom, loving Jesus and loving people. And I'm passionate about as much as possible just telling people, you know, that they are loved by God. Because I do believe with all my heart that is what changed my life, and that is what will change everybody's life once they realize that.
Absolutely. And I guess then it has been a natural progression for you to write the book Love Says, because it's really just to bring about the love of Christ to the people. What inspired you to write the book?
So basically, I felt the call the call from God to actually write it a couple of years ago, obviously not knowing what it would be about. And like we all do, I fought against it because I felt like, what do I have to say of value? I'm not a writer. I've never aspired to be a writer. I am a finance graduate by trade, and in that industry it's very black and white, so I've never seen myself, you know, always seen writing as an art. But I never had like the talent or something specific desire toward that. But when I felt God lead me to write something, you know, my greatest desire in life is always to obey God. And when at the beginning of this year, I felt like I have just been so disobedient to God, and I decided to just take a step back and say, you know, Lord, what is it that you want me to say? And for me, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son. As always, you know, that is the foundation of the word of God for me. And God's love completely changed my life at the age of 13. And I was pondering on my life, and I just looked back on, you know, what the love of God has truly done for me. I'm 37 years old now, and I look back, and life has not always been easy, but the one thing that has been constant is the fact that I always knew that God loved me. And whenever life got hard, I would go back to that place of just seeking that love. And that's how Love Said came about. It was, you know, just feeling like if it changed my life, then why don't I share my experience with someone else? Because I know without a doubt that it's going to change someone else's life. So that's how Love Said came about.
Beautiful, indeed. And I'd love that you are taking it from the context of your own life, that you've seen what the love of Christ has done to you, you know, how it's, you know, journeyed with you all these years until, you know, you being a mom, you being a wife, and so on. And so when we read this book, what is the hope? I know that you're saying that to remind us of the love of Christ, but what is the hope for someone that perhaps maybe doesn't know Christ, you know, as yet? What is the hope that you have that, you know, when they turn the book at the back, you know, and now they finish the book, what would you like, you know, that message to be to them?
You know, the thing that I discovered when I listen to people speak, so often when a lot of people have a desire to come to Christ, they have a desire to give their life to Jesus and turn their life around. But what I often hear them say is, I'm not quite ready. I still have to fix so many things. Mm. And I think with my book, I'm saying to you that love says that I will heal you. Love says that I will restore you. Love says that I forgive. And I feel like, I hope that what my, when they read my book, they will get to that place of knowing this is nothing that we can do that will give us that love, that we can actually, you know, God's love is unconditional. It's not about what we have done. Mm. It's about what He has already done for us. Yes. And I hope that when people read my book, they will get to that place of knowing that they don't have to come to God healed, that they don't have to come to God complete, that they don't have to come to God forgiven. But in fact, it's when they come to Him that all of these things will happen for them. Because I feel like the enemy keeps us in that place of bondage, of saying, you know, you're not good enough. You know, your sin is too big. Sure. There's so many lies that He tells us that keeps us in bondage. And then we miss out on this amazing love that has just always been there, free of charge. Even before we took our first breath. And I think that was the biggest thing that I realized, the biggest truth in my life was the moment I realized that I am loved and that I actually have never not been loved. Mm. And I feel like I hope that that is what they get out of this book. They can come to Jesus and He will be the one to restore. They don't have to do the work themselves. He will be the one doing it for them.
Sure, come to Jesus as you are and get into an understanding of who Jesus says you are, and also the love, the unconditional love that He has for you. Love says, my family.
Yes.
And so, Samantha, how do we get a hold of the book?
So you can go to my website, which is www.samanthagillian.co.za. If you're struggling to get it there, you can go to my Instagram page. It's @Sam_Gillian_ or Samantha Deutsch and Gillian Facebook, and you can just DM me. But the easiest way is just to go onto my website and you'll be able to just purchase it right there.
Fantastic. You know, Samantha, as I hear you speak, I'm just thinking about the goodness of God and just the favor that is upon you. Having left your corporate job, you've written a book now, you know, being a full-time sort of teacher at home. That means spending more time with your girls. And then, of course, being a finalist, Mrs. South Africa 2021 finalist. So, do you want to perhaps
semi-finalist?
Do you want to perhaps tell us a little bit more about that experience and you know, how what you've learned from that?
Oh, the Mrs. South Africa journey.
It was a six-month journey
that ended in August, but it was the most amazing journey. And I think, you know, being a mom, being a wife, getting to that point in your life where you kind of just are doing all the things that you know is required of you, but somewhere along the way, you kind of lose you and focusing on you. And what the 6 months on this journey has done for me, given me that opportunity to actually just focus on who Samantha is, you know. And it was during this journey as well that I was busy writing the book as well. So it was an amazing 2021 because I got to discover so many things about myself that I didn't even know. You know, you start to discover certain talents that you never knew existed. I just again saw the amazing family that I have because I had such a support system behind me during this time. It pushes you out of your comfort zone in a way that it can only be good for you, because when I look back at the woman that I was in January, and I look back at the woman that I am now, I'm so grateful that there are platforms like this that gives married women the opportunity to go and discover a little bit more of themselves. And it's not your typical beauty pageant, you know. It is about woman empowerment, and you know, I feel empowered, and hence the reason that I am consistently talking about my experience specifically on that platform as well, because I want to empower other married women to take a moment for themselves, you know, to to sit down and say, you know, what is my dream? Or what is my purpose that God has called me to that I've not been doing because I've been doing everything else for everybody else? So it just gave me that opportunity to sit down and say, just give a little bit of time to Sam. And like I said, it was such an amazing experience. And towards the end of that, I was also able to look at this book and say, you know, even through all of that, I was able to still focus on doing the book as well. So it just kind of just empowered me to do the things that, you know, I never gave attention to previously.
Fantastic. Wow. It's just so amazing, you know, once you sort of take that time out and, you know, make that brave move, it all starts with that and then things begin to unravel themselves. And that's what you've done. You know, you've been brave and you've been courageous. And look now, all the rewards that are coming out. And of course, you know, being in your purpose means that you're serving the people of God, you know, through Love Says.
And you know what? I just want to mention, because the fact that, you know, I wouldn't have been able to take this journey had I not discovered my worth. And I feel like what this book is also about is for women to know that they are loved by God. And I believe that once we really know that we are loved and we believe that we are loved, then we know our worth. And once we know our worth internally, then no one can take it away from us externally, you know. And so it made my journey on Mrs. South Africa platform so much easier as well, because I knew whose I was and I knew why I was there, and I knew that I had purpose. And so even in that, I hope that my book will allow women to discover their true self, you know, knowing that they're loved by God. And because He loves them, what He says about them is the only opinion that really, really matters. And that will give them, I always say that once you discover your worth, you actually discover your superpower, because then nothing is impossible for you anymore. And for me, that was the day I discovered that God loves me. And then that changed everything for me.
Wow. Wow. Samantha, Gillian family, that is who I have been speaking to. And if perhaps you have a question for her, please send it through 0817291657. That is the WhatsApp line. Samantha, thank you so much for coming in and really just sharing your story as it is, you know, and being authentic with us and being vulnerable with us in terms of the, you know, the reasoning behind you writing Love Says. How can the family get a hold of it once again? And then how can, you know, people follow you, perhaps if they want to follow your journey and, you know, get some wisdom from you?
So they can get it on my website. It's www.samanthagillian.co.za. They can purchase it straight from there. And then they can follow me on my Instagram page, which is @Sam_Gillian_, and then my Facebook handle is Samantha Deutschen Gillian. And then I also have a YouTube channel called The Royal Invitation, where I just kind of share a bit of my testimony, and also have some interviews with some guests sharing their testimonies. For me, you know, I do believe in the power of our testimonies. The word says that we overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And I started that platform as well, just so that we are empowered and God has done something great in our lives to always talk about it. So that's another avenue they can listen to me.
Wow. So phenomenal. Thank you so much, Samantha. And may God really just open more doors for you, extend your territory, provide all the resources that are required, and really continue, you know, serving God's people in the way that you do. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you so much for having me. God bless you too.
Thank you. Have a good afternoon. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.